Hello?
Hey, Philman.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? This is Joey from Local Splash. I was just giving you a call back.
Oh, hello, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself, man? How you been since the last time we spoke?
Yeah, it's good. It's been good.
Nice. Okay, good. Did you call for anything I could do to help you out with, or do you have any like questions or concerns or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about we talked last time, so
okay.
I'm just deciding to sign up with locals.
Okay.
Yeah, if you can, if you explain to me again, that'll be great. I a little bit forget some of that.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I can definitely explain it. I don't know if you remember, but it is based off of availability. So we would have to double check first just to make sure we can sign you up. So I can obviously explain to you what we'll do. But in the meantime, let me just get, so obviously you guys, your business is Philman Abraham, right?
Yes, it's in the Philman Abraham. Last time we spoke, you guys are going to create for me a company. Yeah, I mean, I have a plan of creating a company with you guys.
Okay.
I mean, you guys are going to help me to create a company. I have a change. I would like to change the name of the company also, specifically. And, yeah, my plan is to work at General Construction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my plan.
Okay. So just to clarify exactly what we do, so let's say you want to become a general contractor. What we do is that we can list your business directly on the first page of Google to get your business out there for any handyman or any services like that. We can also build a website for you and then also do like social media marketing as well. So is that something that you were looking for?
Well, I think as a handyman.
In the handyman services, yeah.
Handyman service, yeah. We can do that, yeah, I think.
That's what I'm going to check. So that's what I needed to know, because I just needed
okay.
to double check just to make sure that we're not working with any other handyman services that are in the area. But while I am looking at that, so just to clarify, right, so what we can do is, let's say, like, we can list you under just handyman services, or we can list you under, like specific jobs. Like, what are you going to be doing? Are you going to be doing like roofing? Are you going to be doing like bathroom remodeling, kitchen remodeling, small repairs?
Yeah, I do, bathroom remodeling and the kitchen remodeling, drywalling, painting, and, floor. Especially in a vinyl, because I didn't,
okay.
I didn't buy the machines, the sanding machines, so
mm-hmm.
I cannot say about the sanding things, but I can
mm-hmm.
we can do the anything vinyl or laminate floor, any other floors.
Okay.
And
gotcha.
I can install also the wood floor if it is finished wood floor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that. So, yeah, I just sent it out to our team. We're just double-checking right now just to make sure we're not working with anybody. But if we can work with you, do you remember how much I quoted you before? Because we usually run deals whenever the position opens. So I'll take a look and see what the deal is today. But I might be able to honor.
The deal was, by the time, it's monthly, $200.
Okay, so, yeah, so it was monthly and – the lowest that we have is $249. Does that sound right?
I mean, by the time it was $200, I don't know for now. I don't know if you guys know.
Okay. Yeah, the lowest we could do is $249. So, like, today, we can offer $299 a month, and that's the lowest that we can offer. We were probably running a promotion because the listing just opened up back in February. But what I can do for you, though, is, yeah, I can bring it down to $249. And what we can do is we can help you get the business set up for the Google Business Profile. We'll get you guys ranking on the first page. You'll choose like 15 different keywords or phrases. So you can choose up to 15 different jobs that anybody that searches your business is going to pop up for. Okay. Did you want us to build a website as well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for the Facebook advertisements, did you already have a Facebook business page or?
No, I don't. I have a Facebook, but I never posted any kind of work.
Okay. Is it a business page or is it like your personal
page?
No,
it's not. It's on a personal page.
Personal. Okay. Are you okay with creating a Facebook business page? Our team can help you do that. You just need to create it and set it up because you'll be the owner of it. Takes a couple of minutes.
I mean, I think I'm going to wait on that. I'm just focusing now is, creating a company like, you guys are going to create an like LLC company, yeah?
No, I'm not sure why you keep asking that part. When you say create LLC, what exactly do you mean? Because we're talking about marketing, to market the business, to make sure people can find you, but we're not going to create a company for you.
Oh, okay. I understand you.
You see what I'm saying now? If you have a company name and you want to be a handyman service and you want to help market that business, and if you don't want to do like the social media on Facebook, then we can do it for $199. If you're not doing any other service, if it's just the Google services that you're doing, then yeah, we could do it for $200. It'd just be $199. But that's up to you. I just want to make sure we're talking about the same thing.
I thought you guys gonna create me like LLC company, something like that. But it's okay. It's not a problem. Let's do just in a Google, because in Facebook I'm just gonna wait.
Okay.
Once I know in this page, in a Google page, once I work something, then I can think about those things. We can continue on those things.
Okay. Okay. So let's just clarify. So what we could, do you have like a, you have a company name right now?
Yeah. I mean,
the Philman Abraham.
Yeah. Philman Abraham is under my name. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So that'd be the company name, and you want to market handyman services in your area, and you want us to help you create like the Google business profile, get you approved through Google, and then start marketing yourself through Google, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do that for $199.
Can you repeat that?
Yes. So we will help create a Google business profile for you. We'll get you approved through Google. And then once you're approved and PIN verified, we'll be able to market your business and handyman services in your area on the first page of Google.
Okay. So
that would be $199.
That would be $199. Okay. Yeah. So once they open the, so you guys are going to put the category, what I did, what I work.
Say it again. We're going to do what exactly?
So once they open, it's my business account. So what they're going to get is the client. Like in handyman. So you guys are gonna put the like a category, the workers category.
What's gonna happen is like, let me give you an example, okay? So let's say right now, you're still in Chicago.
Yes.
Okay, so let's say I live in Chicago, right? And let's say I need to have my bathroom remodeled. Okay.
Okay.
Let's say I live in Chicago. I want my bathroom remodeled and I do not know who I'm going to get to remodel my bathroom. As a customer, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit down. I'm going to get on the computer or on my phone and I'm going to go directly to Google and I'm going to type it bathroom remodeler near me as an example. And then what's going to happen is that there's going to be companies that pop up on the first page of Google. What we're saying is that we're going to create the Google business profile, get it up and running so that if somebody were to do that search, your business is going to be the one that's popping up directly on the first page of Google.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Is that making it a little bit more clear?
Yes. Yeah, it's clear. Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I would like to change the name.
The name? Okay. What?
Yeah. I will give you the letter because the company name.
Okay. Go ahead.
So
what would be the actual company name?
R E H O B O T H. Rahabot.
Rahabot? Okay, I see that. R-E-H-O-B-O-T-H. Okay, got it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that it? Just that one word? Or
yes.
Is there anything added? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it? Okay, cool.
This is, yeah. I mean, I have a plan to put in my van, like sticker, my phone number, something like that.
Okay, yeah.
So, and for future, I have a plan to create an LLC company by this kind of company name.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, it's no problem. What made you name it that? Does it mean something or?
I mean, it is, there is a meaning for me. It's in a Bible. And also that's my sister's name.
Oh, nice. Okay. That makes sense. Nice. Okay. Something's a little bit more familiar for you. So that's good.
Yeah.
All right. And let's take a look here. Okay. So it sounds like you want to do this then. You want us to, cause it looks like we can get you in the category for home improvement. So like, you know, handyman services and things like that. We can cover your area and it looks like before the mileage, how far were you traveling? Like 20 miles?
I can travel into 30 miles.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at it before. It looks like you had 20 miles written down. So yeah, we can definitely cover that, for sure. So if you want to do it, yeah, it'd just be $199. There's no contracts. And you can obviously cancel it any time. The only thing we ask for is like a 2-month verbal agreement because, you know, with your business being new, you know, you have no presence online at all. So we have to take you from new to directly on the first page. Usually it takes about 30 to 45 days for us to do so. Okay.
So for 2 months, I'm going to stay in the front of the Bible.
Yeah.
And,
Not the Bible, but
sorry.
Google.
I got you. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Funny. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I know.
All right. So a couple of things here, Philman, that we'll need. Obviously, I want to send all this to you in writing. So I want to make sure we get all this set up. So we obviously have your first name, Philman, F-I-L-M-O-N. And our last name is Abraham, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's a good email address for you?
My email address is fili4yo@gmail.com.
Okay. And the phone number your customers and clients are going to call you. It's, we got 773-595-0595. Is that good?
Yes.
Okay. And the last address we have here for your business, we got it at 6720 North Sheridan Road, Unit 401 in Chicago, Illinois, 60626. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And let's go ahead and update that. And then the business name is going to be, I'll spell it for you, R-E-H-O-B-O-T-H, right?
Yes, Rahabot.
Rahabot. Perfect. All right. Now, Philman, let's go ahead and try to dive into, so what are the keywords that you want to be found for on the first page of Google? Obviously, you're doing handyman services, but what else are you going to do? Kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling?
Kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, painting, putting a flooring also, flooring. Yeah, flooring and... yeah, drywall repairing and electric. Other things. Any carpenter things. I mean, carpentering.
Okay.
Door repairs, window, something.
Okay, carpet. And you said windows?
Yeah, windows, doors. This is not like anything like lead, something like that, yeah? No, like that.
If you're asking if it's like pay by the lead, like if you get a call, you get charged?
Yeah.
No, this is an unlimited call service. So, you know, if you got 200-400 calls that month through Google, it's always going to be $199. The pricing is actually never going to change. So once we lock it in right now at $199, it will never be anything more than that.
Hopefully I will get more calls from clients.
Well, I mean, the only place to do it is through Google, you know. So it's where everybody goes to find clients.
Yeah. Do I have any access to open my my business account?
What do you mean?
Like, for example, if I work for somebody, if I need some review, how do I give them to review me or something like that?
Oh, of course, yeah. So once we get you active and approved online, obviously we're gonna want to make sure you're getting reviews. So what we do is that we can send you a template to either text message or an email that you can send to your clients that you've already worked with before. And basically, let's say you send them a text message. It's just a quick message like, hey, hopefully everything is working out well. If so, if you could leave me a Google review, and it'll have a link. And all they have to do is click on the link, takes them right to your own personal business, Google business profile, and then they can leave a review right then and there. So we actually give you some ways to kind of help you out with getting those reviews.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. So with the business now, I mean, are you currently licensed and insured? Where are you at right now with that?
I don't understand. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. So are you currently licensed and insured for the business?
No, I am not. I am in a process in, I don't have LLC, so once I get in my LLC, I will be for sure insurance. I will have an insurance.
Okay. Do you have any verifiable facts to prove that you're a business? Like, you know, in order for us to do marketing, we got to make sure, obviously, that you have, like, do you have, like, tools? Do you have, like, a work truck? Do you have, like, information that you can send?
Yeah. I have an van with everything tools.
Okay. Okay.
I have an Ford van, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So, yeah, because Google just wants to make sure that the businesses that we get on the first page, because of how much traffic there is, we just got to make sure Google just cracks down and make sure it's not like, you know, you're saying, we're not, and I'm obviously not saying this to you, but, you know, they just don't want, like, a random company on there that's not really a company getting calls and, like, marketing something else. You know what I mean? So that's why we just got to make sure that you at least have that information and show that you're a real person so we could start marketing that for you. Mm-hmm. That's no problem. So as long as you have that stuff, we should be all right.
All right.
All right. And the area that we're going to be marketing you through, is that the zip code for 60626 that we're going to do like a 20-mile radius off of?
Yeah, it's in a radius park. Yeah. That's 60626.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, just go ahead and submit that. All right, perfect. So let's go into closing out the listing here. We do recommend, I know this is a pretty new business for you, so you probably don't have a business card, but this is going to be a tax write-off for your business as well, okay? So just make sure that you just keep this in order. So if you're going to use a regular debit or credit card, just make sure you know to kind of save this stuff for the end of the year, okay?
Okay.
So you can do your taxes. But the card you're going to use, is the address the same, 6720 North Sheridan Road, or is it different?
Yes, it's everything the same.
Everything's the same. Okay, perfect. Now, I'm just going to save your card. I have to read you off a voice fabrication just to kind of reiterate everything we've discussed and make sure, you know, that we're both on the same page and lock you into that $199. But the card you're going to use, the type of card, is it Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
A visa,
okay. And for the visa, whenever you're in a safe location, we'll do the card number expiration and then 3 digits on the back.
Oh, you have a number of the card?
I don't, but yeah, we would just need, whenever you're in a good location, just to say what the card number expiration, yeah, 3 digits, yep.
Okay, it's 4147.
Mm-hmm.
2026-3152-5720.
Okay. And expiration?
0928.
Okay. All right.
622.
Okay. All right, perfect. I'm going to go ahead and get you a security question here. This is going to be specifically for our company, all right? That way you know exactly who you're talking to because you're going to get a lot of exposure. So with that exposure, there may be some opportunity for other people, other companies to call pretending they're us. So we just want to make sure that you're safe. So I'm going to get you a security question. There's 3 questions. You get to choose one, and then we'll get the answer for it then, okay? You ready?
Yes.
All right, well, you could do either his mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
All right, and then if you can say it and then spell it for me, please.
Waldo, W-E-L-D-U.
W-E-L-D-U?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So obviously we're the only 2 people that know that, our company and you. So that way, anytime we call, you'll know who's calling. And then anytime you call us, we'll obviously get that security question for you just to make sure you're safe and not divulging any information to like random people. You know what I mean?
Okay. Good.
All right. So let me go ahead and read you off the voice verification and we'll get you all locked in. You know, as I'm reading this, if you have any other questions or concerns, obviously don't hesitate. Just let me know. I'll be more than happy to help you here, okay? But we'll go ahead and get it started. So, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, Philmon, thank you. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance, and it's just to outline the service agreement you have with Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you. So, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Spell?
You could just say it.
Rahabot.
Okay. And please state your name and title within the business.
Philmon Abraham.
Mm-hmm. And then what's your title for the business?
It's general
like CEO, manager,
I am the owner of the company.
Okay. And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, obviously, we want to make sure we're getting the results for you as fast as possible. So it's always going to be good, since you're getting a business up and running, to keep us updated. I'm going to have you save a number. It's going to be an 877 number. It's our main headquarter number. It's the same phone number we're going to call you. It's the same number you call us. So anytime we call, you know, obviously it's not a bad thing. It's always a good thing. It's kind of just to move that needle forward as quickly as we possibly can. All right. And, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously your payment in the initial term and setup, that'd be today, 4/11/24, the amount of only $199. And when the second payment is completed, your agreement, it'll renew every month. So the 11th of every month. So 4/11, 5/11, so on and so forth, in the exact amount of only $199. So remember, you may discontinue your agreement with us at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support and we will be able to get that taken care of for you. Now, we also have a pause feature as well, so keep this in mind. And the pause feature works, let's say you're getting too much work, or let's say it's a season where you guys don't work at all, call us. Ask to put a pause on the listing, we will not charge you the $199 anymore. And since we don't charge you the $199, that allows you to get caught up with your work or maybe start beginning work. When you do, call us back. We will resume your account here for just $199 still. And then we'll start your marketing back all over again then, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I'm agree.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and process this now for you. And while I'm processing it, we're going to schedule that interview. So remember, we're going to talk to you for about 30 minutes roundabout, depending on how many questions or concerns you have. So I think tomorrow we have – today we're all booked up, but tomorrow we do have some availability. Let's see. What time do you want us to call you so we can go over everything in detail? Is it morning, noon, or night is better for you, or?
Tomorrow is going to be Friday, so call me like around 11 a.m.
We could do 11, yeah. 11 a.m.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, it is.
All right, we'll go ahead and get you scheduled. Oh, excuse me. We'll go ahead and get you scheduled in there for 11 a.m. And let's see. Yeah, we'll get you in there for 11 a.m. You're going to get a couple of emails and text messages, so you might want to take a look at that just to make sure that you at least got it. Sometimes it takes like 30 seconds to a minute. But it looks like it did go green here on our side, Philman, so I just want to be the first to congratulate you. And we do appreciate you giving us a call. I'm glad we were able to help you out, especially with you now being a handyman service. Obviously, there's no better place to be than to be on Google. So we're very excited to work with you for sure. Do you have any questions or concerns so far? Or
so far, no. I don't have any questions. So was the question for tomorrow? So we're going to continue the – when is going to start these things?
Yep. So we're going to start it tomorrow. So what we're going to do is tomorrow when they call you, they're going to dive into the details to get your listing up and running. So they're going to have to get you approved. They're going to have to go through a couple of things just to make sure they got everything that they need in order for you to be approved. And we're going to walk you through that process. And then what we'll also do is we'll start getting your business submitted to the top five directories. So we'll also get you submitted to like Yelp, Bing, Apple. So we'll already start getting your business listed within the first week. So you just got to make sure that tomorrow, if you have any like technical questions, they're going to be the ones to help you with that. And anything that they're requesting, just make sure you have. But they'll walk you through that, like I said, tomorrow. And then usually it takes like a week or two for you to get approved through Google. And then once you're approved through Google and we get you up and running, then we'll start, ranking the business right on the first page. So.
Okay.
So tomorrow kind of starts it all off for us.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Once I done everything tomorrow, we're going to start, Monday, I'm going to start it. So, it's every day from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's open.
So you can always call me between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m., but that's California time, so that's Pacific time. For you guys,
okay,
it would be 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's our hours of operation for you guys.
Okay. So once they done everything, when they going to call me, is there any setup for the clients? They going to call me like time and day?
So, yeah, they'll go over tomorrow. They're going to go over all that with you. So, like, you can have your operating hours. So, like, if you tell us that you're working Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., that's what we're going to market you for. So that means that the phone calls you're going to be receiving through Google is going to be between those times because that's what we're going to list your business as.
Okay.
So you would let us know when, like, what times, days, and all that stuff that you're going to want to work. You know, some people put 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, I don't know if you want calls throughout the whole, you know, middle of the night. Yeah, some people don't like that. So it's totally up to you and what your business hours are going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I like the business hours. I don't like somebody to call them on me.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. But, so, hey, some people do. Some people, they'll take a call at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, but we're
until like 7:30, but not more than
right. Yeah, think about it. Think about what you want, and then obviously when we call you tomorrow, remember it's going to be that 877 number. But when we call you tomorrow, we'll be able to make sure that you guys are good, and they'll go over everything with you as well.
Yeah, one more question. I just want to need you explain me already, but I need to be clarify about the review things. The review thing is the you're gonna send me the link or they're gonna send me the link? Who's gonna send me?
Oh, so yeah, so once we have to make sure that your Google Business profile is obviously created and updated in order for somebody to leave reviews for you. So once we go through the setup process with you and then we get you approved, then we'll be able to send that information over to you, because then you can reach out to your team, like the people that you've done business with, so they can start leaving you good reviews. You know what I mean? So you have to wait until we have it all up and running before generating those good reviews.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Yeah. I wish they can transfer that Angie's review to this Google. Is that any possibility?
That's why we tell people all the time. We're like, look, you know, Angie's is good for a little bit, but don't stay there too long, because we get people that are with Angie's for like 3 years. They got like 50 reviews on there, and then they end up leaving them. And then once they leave them, those reviews stay. Like, and I'm like, why did you give them the leads? Like, you're giving them more business. Now that you have, you're going to have your own Google Business profile, I know it's not good to hear, but we can't transfer it. But what you can do, though, and what we've learned, is that if you reach back out to those clients, like once we get your Google Business profile created, and you reach back out to the clients that gave you good reviews, they're usually more than happy to leave you a review on your own Google Business profile. You see what I'm saying? So it's not totally lost. It's just we just got to reach out to them again, you know, tell them, hey, can you now do it on Google, and then just have them do it directly off of Google. And that helps you tremendously, because all those reviews stay with you. Like, even if you left us as a company, let's say 7 months down the road, you no longer want to be with us. Well, it's still your Google Business profile. You know, everything that we do is still yours. So, you know, everything that we're doing here today, setting you up, it's only going to help you in the future anyway. So.
Okay. Yeah. So what about, I forget the question. I was thinking one question. I had one question. Do you guys going to create for me like a website?
So with the $199 plan, it doesn't really include a website or anything like that. That's only going to include the Google Business profile. If you wanted to, I might be able to reach out to them and ask them if they can do like a little like splash page for you, something that at least you'll have a website up and running. We might be able to do that for you, but if you wanted like a full-fledged website, it would have been that we could probably do it for that $249 at the $249 rate, and it's usually just a $99 one-time charge, and that would give you like an actual full professional site. But on the $199 program that you have here, obviously everything Google-related, but if you want us to build like a little splash page for you, we might be able to do that.
Well, it's going to be expensive for me, because since I don't know the works, I mean, how it's going to work, the Google market, I cannot, I don't think, I mean, I'm scared to do that, but let me think about that. But I'm going to ask them if they
can help me. Yeah, think about it. We can at least get you started with like a little simple website, and then maybe like in a month or two, reach back out to me, and I can probably hook you up with a deal and see if we can get something going in that way.
At least I have to post some pictures, you know, to be comfortable to the, I don't have more pictures also. Most of my, you know, I was working with the company. I never took a picture. I never think about that. When I'm starting by doing by myself, I remember I should have to take a picture it's a lot of work, I think.
Yeah.
So
yep.
It's I don't even have enough pictures, but for future, if I got something, if I finish some projects, I have a plan to keep in the pictures, and that's why I'm asking you to put on my website to see who's wanna need me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what I would recommend, and I totally get it, if you had a lot of missed opportunities to like take those photos, but now that you're gonna start it up again, you know, definitely make sure you're taking those photos. Anytime you do, you could definitely, like, if we built that website for you, all you have to do is send us the photos and we'll create like a gallery for your clients. If we created like a little splash page for you, just to have something there, we'll put like some generic photos up there for you so that people can see the type of work that you do. And then once you start getting all those pictures from the jobs that you're doing now, then we'll be able to add them on there for sure.
Okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, yep. This is at least this one thing, that you got off your back, you know what I mean? So we'll once we get this all working, you know, we'll be able to handle the marketing side of it so that way you can focus kind of on the work side of things as well. We have that appointment tomorrow. Remember, I think it's 11 a.m. That we'll call you. So just be on the lookout for that, and then we'll wrap it up and finish everything up then tomorrow then, okay? Do you have any other questions right now? I want to make sure you're still good.
Yeah, I'm still good. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right, absolutely. Hey, no problem. Thank you for giving us a call, and you have yourself a great rest of your day, Philman, okay?
Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Bye.